The following is a duplicate of Tape 1, Side 2 of an interview with Ray Liu, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Okay, but you came back in 33, right?
Right.
Okay. We were still kind of in the Depression at that time.
Right.
Was there unemployment among the Chinese? Like, were there bread lines? Did the Chinese go to the bread lines like the Americans did?
Not that I know of.
You don't know?
But there's quite a few of them probably without jobs. But
how was your laundry business at that time?
They were making good.
You were still?
Yeah, I'm still holding up. Everybody's holding up.
But the business was down a little bit.
Down a little. But they're still not starving.
You ever feel any hostility toward the Chinese, you know, from the Caucasian? Do you guys get any, where you feel that the Americans don't like the Chinese in LA? You got much discrimination? You guys run into discrimination against Chinese in LA?
Once in a while you'll see one like that.
Yeah.
But not too many.
What about getting jobs, as far as Chinese getting jobs in American area? If you go to a factory, if a Chinese went into a factory in the 30s and 20s, would they get a job?
Very hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't until what? After World War II it opened up?
Yeah, after World War II. Not after, but during the World War II, Chinese, they go into defense work. They're able to get one.
Yeah. But before that,
no.
You could not get it.
You could not get it.
What about the department stores downtown? They ever hire any Chinese, like May Company?
No.
And what about these salesmen that come around Chinatown that sells American goods? They're all Americans too? Whites?
Yeah, they're all Americans.
They don't hire Chinese to do that?
There's no salesmen then. The first salesman I know of was this Zillerback Paper Company.
And who's that?
That's Wallace Chung.
Oh. Yeah, I interviewed him. Told me
he's
that.
The first one. And he's the best, too.
How would you consider the Chinese, have they done better than the average guy in Los Angeles? The average person in Los Angeles, as far as making a living is concerned, how do they rank, do you think, the average
Chinese? I think they make a living.
They make a living?
Yeah.
Any better or any worse than the average?
Well, not any better, not any worse.
They're all struggling.
Yeah.
You hear this remark that the Chinese do business something like the Jewish people. Yeah. Do you ever hear that remark? The Chinese are just like the Jews in business?
No.
You don't feel that way?
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
Now, most of the Chinese say like in the 20s and the 30s, there's very few girls here in the United States, Chinese women. What do most of the men do? Do they go back to China to get married? Is that what they do?
Yeah, they go back to China and get married.
What about the American-born?
Very few are willing to go back to China and get married.
Oh, the American-born do not like to go back?
Uh-uh.
Do some of them go back, though? Do you see?
Some of them go back. Very few.
But the China-born ones will go
back.
Uh-huh. Was there a reason why the American-borns refused to go?
Well, they just don't like to go over there and get married and leave the wife over there.
Oh, that's right. They could not bring them over.
Yeah, they cannot bring them over. Just like us.
Yeah.
We separated 18 years. During those 18 years, we only spent 4.5 years together. That's pretty rough, you know.
Now, the American-born Chinese at that time, are they eager to have sons just like their parents? You know, Chinese generally like sons. But what about the American-born Chinese? What is their feeling? Do you know?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. What did the Chinese think of intermarriages during that time in the 20s and 30s? Was there many of those?
A few.
A few Chinese with whites? What about Chinese with blacks or Chicano?
Whites
or some. Yeah. What about blacks? You see any?
No. Oh, let's see, way back there. I don't know, maybe one or two, I don't know.
What about Spanish with Chicano?
Yeah.
There is some with some. Spanish.
Yeah, there's some.
What about all these, you know, in China they generally send the sons over and they're almost like bachelors, they live. There's no woman around, right?
Yeah.
So some of them will marry whites and a few others, but it's mostly just single men.
Just mostly single men.
Do most parents think that it's important for Chinese to go to Chinese language school at that time in the 20s and 30s?
Yeah, they all go.
They all go?
Yeah, they all go. Most of them go.
It's automatic. If you're Chinese, you go.
Yeah, most of them go.
And you went how many years?
I went quite a few years there. You know, just a couple of hours a night, you know.
So. Do you learn much?
Oh, you learn plenty.
But when you came from China, you already knew how to write.
Yeah.
And read a little
bit. See, when I came back here, when I left China, I came back to the States. After 3-4 years, I already forgot everything. You know, your mind's on English.
Yeah.
And we went back, just like review everything, you know. But the teachers, you teach Chinese school here, they're pretty rough, pretty tough. They make you memorize everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then most parents do send you guys to Chinese school.
Yeah.
And what time is that?
That's after the American school, you know.
For a couple hours.
For a couple hours.
And where was the school?
In Chinatown.
You came up from Fifth and Wall up to Chinatown.
No, we don't go home. We just go directly from the day school.
Wow. How do you think about Chinese school? When you guys went, you guys like Chinese school? I mean, all the students that...
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
You what?
Oh, a lot of fun, because we go a couple hours of school, and we play, and we have a lot of fun, you know? After school, between recess, you know, see?
Oh. So, Chinese school was kind of a fun time for you.
Yeah.
When the Chinese come to this country, do most of them want to go back to China at that time, in the 20s and 30s?
Well, they got nothing to say. The parents tell you to go back, you go.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh. And most of them do go back.
Most of them do go back.
Go back to China born. Yeah. But the American borns?
No, very few.
Very few?
Very few.
Have you ever heard of American born Chinese that go back to China and stay?
Stay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is some?
There's some. American born, go back there and attend Chinese school back there and then,
wow.
You know.
That's unusual. What about the American born? Now, the American born, they also went to Chinese school.
Yeah.
What did they think of Chinese school?
Some of them are pretty lazy.
Pretty lazy.
They want to learn.
And what do they think if their parents say, hey, you go back to China?
I don't think they want to go.
They would not want to go. Did you see, in the 20s and 30s, do you attend movies?
Yes.
You ever see Chinese in the movies?
Yes.
Like Fu Manchu's and Charlie Chan and so forth?
And Mei Wong.
How do you feel when you see these Chinese actors? Do you feel embarrassed by what they're doing up there? Or?
Yeah, we don't see it right.
They don't seem right.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever protest? Did anybody ever say, you guys
nobody.
Are... Nobody says anything.
Nobody says anything.
Anyway, they just grind out these movies and you just go where you don't go.
Yeah.
Nobody makes any noise. Have you ever heard of anybody saying, hey, I'm ashamed of, I'm embarrassed to be Chinese? You ever hear Chinese say that?
No.
No. The average Chinese say in the 20s and 30s, if they had sons and daughters, what kind of job would a son and daughter get when the parents would say, hey, that's a good job? What's considered a good job for Chinese in the 20s and 30s? And if you were a parent, you had some kids in those days, if they would get a job, what would you consider a good job? Like here, I guess nowadays, you know, the doctor, some people say, hey, that's an engineer, a doctor. What about in the 20s and 30s? What kind of job would your son and daughter get where you would sit back and say, hey, he got a good job?
Well, you're thinking a son who work in a bank would consider a top job.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about women, girls?
Well, as a secretary, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is considered pretty good. But those are very far few.
That's right.
So you mean these banks that hire this one Chinese, and all the Chinese look up to him?
Yeah.
You know, I always hear stories of Chinatown. You always hear stories of Chinatown with tunnels underneath. You ever see any tunnels in Chinatown? Do you ever go into Chinatown and see tunnels?
No.
Never see Chinatown?
Never seen.
But there's gambling joints and
dope, all over.
Opium dens. You see? You ever walk into an opium den?
Not in Chinatown.
Not in Chinatown. What about a house of prostitution? Whorehouses. You ever see those?
No. I didn't see any.
You didn't see any. But gambling you see all the time.
I see it all the time.
Do the American-born go and do much gambling?
I don't think so.
It's the old-timers.
The old-timers.
What about the Tongs? You ever see, you hear about the Tong Wars all the time. You ever see much action in the Tong War? You see? You hear much
in the 30s? No, I haven't seen it since I was here.
But you hear of it all the time.
I heard a lot of it.
Yeah, but you don't see it. Were the Chinese afraid during the Tong Wars?
Everybody's afraid.
Everybody's afraid. But with only 2,000 people, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
But there's still different Tongs still fighting among those 2,000 people.
Yeah, that's right.
The Chinese in the 20s and 30s, you work 6 days a week.
Right.
And you get off on Sunday.
Yeah.
What do these old timers do on Sunday? The old laundrymen and the and so
all hang around. Just gambling, that's all. Talk and gambling, you know.
They all go down Chinatown.
Yeah, all go down Chinatown.
That means even the ones on the outskirts all come down to
Chinatown. All come down to Chinatown.
Just to talk and gamble.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk about your father a little bit now. How big was your father?
He's 6'7", 190 pounds.
Oh, he's a big guy.
Big man, he's a big man.
6'7".
6'7", maybe 6'8".
Wow.
He's big.
190 pounds. What made him come to California? Do you know any background on that?
He said he almost couldn't make it. He went from Hong Kong to Seattle way, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them, they got up and some of them had to deport it back.
Yeah.
But he got up. Told me a lot of things. I forgot what it was.
He came in through Seattle.
Yeah, through Seattle.
That was in 1893 or whatever that was, you said.
At first he went to a laundry business down here on Manhattan Beach.
When he first came into L.A.?
Yeah.
Manhattan Beach is way south of here.
Yeah, Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan Beach and where? And where?
I don't know where, but he owns a business there. He made $8 a week.
You mean near the... You mean the city of Manhattan Beach?
Yeah, city of Manhattan Beach.
He ran a laundry that far from
that
town.
From town.
He made $8 a week.
$8 a week. Now, one day, there was a Mexican try to rob him. You know, he's tough. He can move kung fu. He's good at that.
Oh, he's good in kung fu.
Yeah. He's not scared. He just wait for him, you know. All the doors are closed. He finally, during midnight, he left, you know, see. He was waiting for him. He tried to rob him, you know, see. After that, he got scared. He just closed it up and came back to downtown.
What do you mean the Mexican was where? Outside waiting for him?
Outside.
Waiting for him to where, go home?
To open a door, you know. Try to get in his store.
Oh, and he wouldn't open the door?
He wouldn't open the door.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And after that, he came back here?
He came back in town. He ran that place about 2 years, I think.
2 years. What do they do when they close up? Do they give it to another Chinese, these laundries, or they just shut the door?
They just shut the door.
What about the equipment?
They don't have any equipment in these. Not now, you know.
You just pick up that 8-pound iron and you go?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I see. What about you? Do you ever get any fights when you were a kid? You get into fist fights with other, you get in arguments with other kids?
Not I remember of.
Not you remember. What about other Chinese kids? Do they get into fist fights?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. You're saying more or less the Chinese kids are generally pretty well...
Yeah, we behave.
Well behaved.
Well
behaved.
Yeah.
What about people from the outside? Did they ever come down and create trouble among the Chinese?
No.
You ever see much of that?
Uh-uh.
Now, you came to this... you went to China, you came back in 33, and then you went back in 37. Okay, between those years, you were married.
Yeah.
Already.
Uh-huh.
How do you correspond with your wife?
Send letters.
You could write enough that
yeah.
She understands.
She can understand.
She understands.
Yeah.
Did she ever say, I want to come to the United States too?
She knows she can't come.
She can't come?
Yeah.
What about when you married her? Did she ever say, hey, I'm never going to get to see you?
They never say that.
they don't say that.
Uh-uh.
Did you see your wife before you married your wife? You get a chance to see what they look like?
I see what she looks like.
You saw her.
I never talked to her.
You don't talk to them. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Did you see more than one girl before you...
Yeah, I saw 25.
25 of them. Oh. What they do, they have some guy that takes you around and
yeah,
you see all these...
Yeah, some woman, you know, see.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you have to pay her.
No, I don't have to pay her.
Oh.
Just like commission, selling a house, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you got me, where to see her, someplace, you go over there, see? We make arrangement to go
does
over
she,
there.
Does she know, do these girls know that the men are looking at them or not?
No.
They don't know at that
they
time?
They don't know.
In other words, just go between, just said that girl and you just kind of look.
Yeah, that's all.
But the girl never knows.
No.
Gee, that must be exciting. 20-some girls, wow. What made you choose her?
Huh?
What made you choose your present wife out of these 20?
I don't know. She was just finished sixth grade in a village. And she got into a school in the city, you know, see.
Yeah.
She was only 2 months. 1 month.
So you were in your late teens?
I was 20 years old.
20 years old?
She was only 17 when I got married.
What made her different from the other 20? 20 young?
Well, I don't know.
This
everybody had a different, a different look. And you not only look at her face, you know, you look at a lot of things too, you know.
This was it, huh?
Yeah. After I took a train from that city back home, she was never sitting right across from me. She was going home too.
Oh.
You know, a train, just like you and I, you know, sitting there, and she was right across from me.
Oh, she was going home from school.
Yeah, she was going home for vacation, you know, the holidays, see.
Oh.
She was sitting across from me. I wouldn't dare to tell them because I don't know whether that was a one or not, see.
Oh.
You know, in China, you don't dare to talk to a girl you don't know, see.
No. Oh. But in other words, they took you to the school where you see her walking around.
They were on parade, you know, see, that day, you know, so.
Okay.
I think her uncle led us.
What city is this?
Gongye.
Gongye?
Yeah.
And what school was that?
Gui Pak.
Gui Pak.
Yeah.
What is Gui Pak? What's that mean?
That's a school for girls only.
Oh.
It's a Christian school.
And on the train home, she sat
right across from
me. And you never said anything to her?
Never said anything.
And she never knew you'd look at her? Then when did you finally see him? During the wedding? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. Old-fashioned wedding.
Yeah. Then, after you seen her, how long was it before you got married?
See.
Once they select her?
About a month and a half.
Month and a half?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, since you've been in the United States now, when you went back to get married all these years, your mind is almost like Americanized already, right?
Right.
So here you go back and you go through this marriage. Do you feel funny? Do you ever...
I don't feel funny. I'm a little flexible, you know.
Yeah? What did she say when she first saw you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I raised in this country and go back to China, meet everybody. You know, Americanized. They say, he's a crazy fellow, you know. Oh. You talk a little different, you know. You speak a little different.
Yeah.
So after a while, I stayed there 2-3 months, they know who I am, you know, see.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he's all right.
Oh. Then you're okay.
Yeah.
Was you able to communicate with your wife right from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
No problem.
Okay, on your wedding day, how do the Chinese perform their weddings? How does the bride come into the village? I guess you stay home, right?
Yeah.
And they bring the wife
outside the village.
Yeah.
You see them here, you know. See, she stay out there while we perform the ceremony outside, in front of the village, you know.
Oh.
You know, Chinese, they put bands all over you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you get through that, then you go kick the door, because the bride will come out, see?
You mean you go to the end of the village to get married?
No, in front of the village. In the front, you know? In front of all the houses, you know.
Oh, in front of the house?
Yeah.
In front of your house?
Yeah.
And where's the bride? Is she in front of your house now?
The bride is still outside the village.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, until the ceremony is performed.
Who do you perform it with? She's not even here.
No, just perform the bridegroom. That's all.
Oh, just the bridegroom performs.
Yeah. Then after that ceremony is finished, and then you go hit the door. Or the sedan chair, and then she can come out, see.
Oh, you knock on the sedan chair?
Yeah, right.
Oh, then she comes out. That's the first time she'll see you.
She didn't see you. She always got all those things to cover up her face.
She doesn't see you.
She doesn't see me.
When does she first see you?
Until you get inside the house.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. So they bring her from her village in the sedan chair, they wait at the end of the village.
All her furniture and everything, you know.
Oh, they bring furniture too?
Yeah. You know, you didn't know that?
No.
You have dining tables, chairs. The only thing, she didn't have the bed. the Vikings already had a habit, see?
Yeah.
All the furniture for in the bedroom.
Oh, I see. So she brings the chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. And that's the first time you see and talk to him?
That night, yeah. After everything's done.
Oh, I see. Then they have parties? Do they have...
Oh, have big parties.
Before or after?
Little part before and then after, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing as honeymoons.
No honeymoons.
No way. This village that you come from, what's the name of it again?
Mingong.
How big is that?
It's about 150 people.
150.
It's quite big.
What, about a couple of blocks or?
No.
Is it long and skinny or?
It's
how many streets?
It's not a street. It's only alley, you know. See?
Yeah.
Only alley. It's around about 80 houses at least.
80 houses.
Yeah.
On
both sides.
Some
of them two-story, some of them three-story high. All brick buildings.
And everybody is a Lu in the village?
Yeah, everybody's a Lu.
And they're all related somehow?
Yeah, all related.
So when you get married, you have to go to another village to get some other people, is that it?
Very few, you get the other villages to come over for a party, you know. So.
Oh.
Yeah, very few.
Oh, you just celebrate within your village?
Within our
village.
What
about the people from her village? Do they come over?
No. The girl's side, they have a little party before she comes.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. So over here, everybody get together, you know, so.
Oh.
Not over there.
What about, say, here in the United States in the 20s, when weddings are performed, do they, they go American style, they go to church, or do...
Yeah.
You ever see any of the old-fashioned weddings here in
no,
the United States?
I never see one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even in Chinatown, they don't go through those
you
rituals?
You don't see many getting married. I when I was a kid, I saw one, didn't get married, but it was a celebration. Wen Qianlong,
yeah.
Yeah, 1999 in San Pedro.
Yeah.
The boys got married in 1923.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big celebration.
And was it Chinese style? Was he down in chair and everything?
No.
No. The Chinese in the 20s, do you see many of them owning cars?
A few, not many.
Telephones?
Telephones.
And the stores have telephones?
Yes.
Electric lights they have.
Yeah, they have.
What about when you first came here in the 1910s? 21. Did they have gas at that time or electric?
They had gas.
They had gas?
Yeah.
And when did that go out? When did they go to electricity?
When I came here, they had electricity.
They had electricity already?
Yeah, they had electricity already. But they only have ice box. You know, ice box. Yeah,
no refrigerators.
No refrigerators.
And every day the guy brings a chunk of ice and put it
in
the ice box.
Right.
Yeah. I remember those days. What about the street in Chinatown? Is it dirt or is there brick or concrete or what?
Some of them brick.
Ferguson Alley and so forth, do you remember those?
It's brick and dirt, you know.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Was it dirty?
Oh, it's not clean, that's for sure.
Not clean. I mean, did they dump garbage on the outside or anything, or was
no,
it?
No,
it's better than that.
Better than that.
Okay. When you went back to China the first time, what about the people in China? Do many of them express a willingness they want to come to the United States? You know, when
they all want to come.
They
all want to come.
Even though they've never seen the country.
That's right. They all want to come. It's a That's the only place where they make a good living.
How do the Chinese women feel that then? You know, they marry these men and they cannot come to the United States.
But
how do they feel all by themselves?
All the family, they feel that if they have a daughter, they want to marry a fellow who's come back from America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not only 99%, but 100% they want.
That means if you're Chinese and you go back to the village, you mean that the girls are ready to line up?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. Boy, you can have a field day, huh?
Yeah, right.
When you went back home, is there many people in your village that that have already been in America and have gone back?
Quite a few.
Quite a few?
Quite a few.
And they did not want to come back, or?
They all want to come back. They want to stay a certain amount of time and they want to come back.
Oh, then in your village, a lot of people have been in the United States.
Right.
Uh-huh. And gone back and forth.
Right.